5, 4, 3,
2, 1,
sync.
Sync!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TTV Podcast, episode 171. Also known as Meso Was Wrong, Marco. The episode. Just getting that out of the way.
Yeah.
Shocking news.
Now,
Vinny, you having fun there?
My gif seems much more relevant.
Yep. You having fun there, Ben, mumbling to yourself on the side?
Money, bro.
You
broke,
man. Like a crack addict.
Yeah, man. Wow.
You got any of those Mardi Gras?
All the Gras, all of them. Gras.
I don't want it.
How's it?
That's an inside joke. The audience won't know.
How's it going, everybody?
It's going
pretty good.
You guys are bullies.
This intro sucks.
But if you're not bullies, they just speak the truth, even if it's not a happy truth.
And tell me, how does that make you feel?
These,
well, whatever, we got to talk about 06.
It makes
this
me feel the
all
nothingness.
Day, every day.
So then one day when I meet you, I can slit all your throats.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
And on that note, before all our cast gets killed, we should probably introduce ourselves.
Nice segue.
Not right. When you point it out.
I'm Messinac.
I'm Bartaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Venom.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
And once again, this is TTV 171. Let us begin with our regularly scheduled plugs. Take us away.
Hey, yo, check out vessel.com. You can watch all of our stuff, early access.
Guys, the
you can
the
check out the podcast
so
for
annoying.
Free. You can watch
shut
this
up.
On YouTube right...
Vin!
Shut up. I'm doing the
you
audience a favor.
No, this is important. Silence.
You know what?
I mean, you're only prolonging the inevitable. All it does is create less time for the rest of the show.
You're really not helping the audience.
You're not helping the audience at
man,
all.
You're right. All right. In that case, proceed.
All right. Well, check out vessel.com. If you're watching this podcast on YouTube, you're a week behind. You can check out the podcast for early access for free on vessel.com/TTV channel. You can also choose, if you so desire, to help support the show, support podcasts like this, shows like this, all of our other shows and fancy things that we do to help entertain you by, putting down $3, just $3 measly, price of a pencil. And you get to watch all of our stuff early access. This podcast is a bit of a little teaser for you. So if you like that, check it out. Vessel.com/the TTV channel. Also buy a shirt at store.tvpodcast.com.
You don't just get us. You get a bunch of other people on Vessel, too. You don't just pay for early access for our stuff. Yeah. So
yeah, you get you pay $3, you get us, you get Red and Ling, you get Epic Mealtime, you get everybody.
Yeah, and if you're not already, pretty you should cool, definitely cool at deal. Least go check out the podcast, which is up for free early access, because like last week's episode was especially... unfortunate timing because it came out like right before the finalized Bionicle Pictures came out, so like it was irrelevant, I mean, like completely.
Yeah, and I mean, like if you don't have a credit card, it's okay. Vessel takes PayPal as well, so there's just no excuse other than you hate us.
Dude, you don't hate us, do you?
If you hated us,
that escalated quickly.
Now, if you hated us, you wouldn't subscribe. Wasn't that cool?
Can
you, Takuma?
May I ask a question?
Right. Sure. Nice question.
Who the heck pays $3 for a pencil?
Yeah, that's
a good
point.
I don't know.
It's a pack of a pencil. Pack of pencils. A nice
of
Crayola.
That's different.
The price of Crayola.
Better question. Who paid $3 for a pencil back in 2009?
I mean, pencil costs have probably risen exponentially over the years.
Risen.
I don't know.
They've risen.
Did you
believe... my job just got the best thing that I've ever seen, and that are pre-sharpened pencils. Like, they're already pre-sharpened. Wait. Sharpening pencils is, like, the least favorite thing for me to do.
Do you guys remember those pencils that you could get that, like, had, like, extra, like, sharpened lead in the casing, and you could, like, pop them out and, like, put them on the tip?
Are you talking about mechanical pencils?
No, they weren't I guess they were mechanical, but they weren't like the...
Oh, wait, no, I know what you're talking about
now.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about.
It's, like, like the pencil, it was like a pen casing, but it was hollow, and you just had a stack of tips, and you just kept pushing them through.
You could push the tips
you could just push them down.
Yeah, it kind of works like lipstick. Oh, man, twist the top, and it brings, it pushes out, like, the rest of the lead until you've finished.
What in the world?
Oh, that's just a normal mechanical pencil.
That's like different.
That's a twisty one.
It was different. Imagine someone took a pencil, like sharpened 12 pencils, and just cut the sharpened tip off, and then put took a new hollow pen casing and put all these tips in there.
It's like the Anika's Zammer launcher, except in pen form.
It was an extended capacity pencil magazine.
I gotta figure out what this thing is called.
They were black. We called them assault pencils, and everyone was afraid of them.
Assault pencils.
Assault pencils.
Because they had that extended magazine, yo.
Sounds like LJ's favorite kind of pencil.
Yeah, sure. Let me fetch my assault pencil. Give me one second.
We're still talking about pencils.
Pencils are cool, man.
Just $3, man. Price of a nice, cool mechanical Zammer launcher pencil.
Price of a pencil.
Price of a pencil, dude. That's an old reference that, once again, our audience will not know unless they've been subscribed to us since BZ Power days.
I don't even know it.
If you want to go check it out, it's up on iTunes, I think.
I didn't know that. Honestly, I don't know where that comes from.
Price of a pencil came from when we were trying to advertise for donations on BZ Power.
Absolutely. It was before Kahi's time. I'm pretty sure that was IBZP, not even TTV.
I'm fairly certain it was IBZP as well. It was early.
I think it was TTV because, like, Keeney. Wait, no, Keeney was on IBZP. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, Keeney was on IBZP. He was one of the first people.
It was instead of today where we have nice, succinct, like, things, plugs we do at the beginning of episodes, we do, like, this whole 30-minute episode about nothing that was just us rambling on and on and on and on and on. Talking about random garbage, and it was called The Price of a Pencil. And I was talking about...
So, like, TTV Talks.
Wow. No. The quality standard is much higher. Amiga. But no, anyway. Enough about pencils. You want to get on with our regularly scheduled news?
Like, any Bionicle fan is more like, what?
Yeah.
Why are they still talking about this?
Pencils.
Listen, that's part of our charm,
that's pretty
man.
Accurate.
You gotta take the good with the bad. It's just like every committed relationship. You can't always have it your
what
way.
What would you know
sometimes
about that?
You gotta give as much as you receive.
Part 3 teasing.
Matt, so I was gonna say that. You stole it.
The relationships between us and the fans' wallets.
Okay.
It's my favorite relationship.
The best kind. The only kind. The only one that matters.
The only ship that really matters. OTP, TTVX, your wallet.
Absolutely
that's
amazing.
That's
we allow, that's the one ship we allow on the boards. Yeah, you can make that ship all you like.
There goes the title of the episode right there.
See fan art?
Yep. Well.
I like fan art. Fan art's good.
Fan art's pretty awesome. Yeah, fan art's awesome.
You guys should make fan art. Fan art's nice, neat.
Do we really fan think anyone's going to top Purple Dragon, though?
Oh, don't
not
say
to,
that.
Not to, dis- not to discourage anyone.
Wow.
That's mean.
I'm just
mean.
Saying.
I'm sure people have their
if
own
I could
unique
take
styles
it.
And, like, tastes.
I like to see
different styles. Like, I like cat stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, there's Takua.
Tac-210 has good sketches.
Still my favorite.
Or 210, yeah.
I got a great commission from Demetoru the other day.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was a really good commission.
Yeah, as my mock, but, like, as a lawyer, and it was really cool.
Guys, what the heck are we doing?
Bionicle.
We're 8 minutes in this podcast. We've got Bionicle news, and it's good news. What are we doing? We're talking about pencils and art.
Hey, you brought it up, dude.
At least it goes together.
This is your fault.
Listen, we always like play a dangerous game with news because we're having a good discussion and we can cut it short to get to news, and either the news will be great and the episode will be awesome, or the news will be underwhelming and we just killed our episode. We gotta like
okay.
walk.
Yeah, but
the
this is
room.
Not just normal news though.
Yeah.
This is Bionicle
right.
sets,
we'll,
man.
Right. We'll
sets
take
we
pencil,
haven't seen, or at least
we'll
not from this angle.
Aside. And we're going to talk about this.
Yep. So,
all right, let's
do it. Dozens upon dozens and dozens of Bionicle images from the 2016 Winter Wave were found on LEGO's online cache about, I'd say, a little under a week ago. And it's a bunch of angles of all the sets, including high-res images of their boxes, different poses of them, their backs, the combo models with the creatures, close-ups of their masks, and it's
their
all...
Their bio-gears.
Yeah, they're gears. It's it's
builds,
interesting.
Torsos.
And for the first time, we have actually been able to get a really good look at these sets and really like analyze them, because the catalog it was somewhat good quality. We could see how the sets looked like, but a lot of details were obscured. The poses hid a lot of stuff, and they were not final at that particular time. Some things, subtle as they may be, have changed since then. So, without further ado...
Before we begin, Meso, do we have, like, a tally of the things you didn't get right?
I think it's just the mask.
How absolutely certain is Meso?
I think there's one other thing.
To be fair, I never...
I'm pretty sure there's several things.
I mean, that diamond, am I right?
Yeah, the diamond. I'm very glad I never used
not
the word
only the
absolute
diamond,
certainty
but Meso,
talking about the diamond.
weren't you also certain that they didn't have pixel-perfect recreations of the Nuva symbols on their chests?
Yep.
No,
I was not certain.
I said they may not have pixel-perfect creations, but they are definitely the Nuva symbols. And in the catalog, however, they did not, because Tahu's was, like, different.
I suppose. However, there is one part where you were right. They have the Nuva symbols on the foreheads, and Galley's is wrong. So,
are you sure it's wrong?
Yeah,
wait, Galley's is wrong.
It's on its side.
Yeah, it's not wrong.
It's
just
oriented
just
differently.
Yeah, but
rotated
that's not or flipped or whatever.
Accurate, I guess.
That's disappointing.
But it is accurate.
But whatever.
But it.
I mean,
it's not like the symbol
accurate,
itself
yes,
is different.
But it shouldn't be on its side.
I guess not, but it's still. Yeah, it could be worse.
That's
who are
that's
you?
Silly.
They could have
worse.
They could have like inverted it, and that would have been worse. But
wait,
at least
is
this
it
one
even on its side? It looks like it's rotated and flipped.
Yeah, you're right, it is, because I was trying to do it, too. I don't know what they did there. That's odd.
The flipping is
that's
bigger
curious.
I'm thinking that's a rendering thing. I don't think that's actually how it's going to look.
We'll see.
I guess we'll wait and find out. I'm excited.
Yep. Either way, it's cool they've integrated those in. As like, I'm not sure what they are, if it's just a callback or what, but
like I said, I think it was last episode or so, there's currently a theory running around that they're runes that power the mask.
I'd like that. That'd
Which
be a great
I really like this theory because if runes became like a, for lack of a better word, mechanic, that could be something that really distinguishes G2 from G1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd
yeah.
be absolutely,
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, they've got so many runes right now. Look at the runes, specifically Tahu. He's got runes all over his torso, runes on his leg. Oh, wait, no. No, those are just pistons.
Well, I also like it because I remember a while back when the book came out and we got like the Okoshin alphabet, we were like, well, this is weird because the thing that's in the animations, all the symbols we've seen, it's not like this. So what are those symbols? And we were speculating on maybe it was an ancient version of the language or whatever, but no, if this theory is true, those can just be like mask runes. The runes that power the masks, not the runes people like write with. So
that's kind of odd, though, that the runes would be what powers the mask.
It is kind of strange
because, like, it seems like they are kind of going for the whole the mask had power. That's the whole point of the mask.
Yeah.
Although granted, this is kind of an interesting way of explaining why they have power, because I'm fairly certain it's a rather common explanation for why things have power. Like
magic.
They just have these intricate runes.
Magic
and
gold.
That kind of just.
I mean, in typical fantasy,
things.
Yeah, if you're enchanting an object with some sort of magic power, you're making runes on it.
Mm-hmm.
In a traditional sense.
We've yet to see magic come into play in Bionicle, but we know it's there. Because that's how.
Traditional, you know, like the ancient wizards of our age used to do. And plant runes so they could summon their magical prowess, yeah.
Well, that is interesting, actually. That does make sense, because, like, we do know that magic is definitely a thing. That's where the mask get their powers from. That's, that was said on
creation.
The Facebook page.
And they are forged
the mask
out of
creation.
Magic.
Yeah, forged out of magic, so.
And gold.
And gold.
Gold.
So that's interesting. Maybe the runes do actually. Are actually for that purpose.
If you're gonna go that far, why not start enchanting things like, you know, swords or
why not
boots?
Why not enchant Onua's drill?
Well, I guess because masks are just like ceremonial or traditional. I guess that might just be like a cultural thing.
I'm not
the
sure
I'd characters.
Want it to go
culture.
That far, but it's an
interesting
maybe
they
thought.
Use like a certain material for masks that like that's the only thing that they can enchant.
Proto steel.
You could still
I mean,
say that you could like make that material into boots or something.
Now,
sure we'll see
if
it at
this
some point.
Theory holds true and the runes are actually playing a role in powering the masks, I've got to wonder. They've all got their Nuva symbols. But they also have other runes to accompany them.
Yeah.
What do those do?
I do not know. Probably just more power.
Well, like, some of them do, some of them don't.
The Nuva symbol is like, probably Pog just the Nuva symbol is probably just another rune in a long list of many, but like it's meant for us to recognize and be like, oh, that's awesome. It's a good reference.
Maybe. I suppose. I guess we'll need to wait and see.
Onua gets all his power from his right eye, apparently.
Yeah, he does.
Asymmetrical.
It's cool. It's kind of like tribal tattoos or something. I really like the aesthetic.
Onua been in the slammer.
You know what? We've... These images aren't necessarily... Well, some of them are new, obviously, but like we've seen what these sets have looked like for a while now. We've had a lot of time to reflect on them and kind of grow our opinions, and now we've actually got...
Here we go.
Now that we've actually got full-fledged HD images with no confidential markings,
we
can absolutely zoom in all the way and see all the pieces and all the, the quote-unquote color schemes. And we can flip them around, look at how they're built and everything.
Let's rip off the Band-Aid right now. Pohatu sucks.
Let's talk about how we feel about these sets.
How do we want to go about this?
Let's just have it. Let's just throw something out there.
Great,
okay?
Start. Pohatu is garbage.
I think Pohatu is a unique design.
Oh, dude, Pohatu's my favorite set.
Okay. Let's start from the top.
I might be biased, but Pohatu is high up on my list.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Get
prepared for just the disagree.
Like, I didn't see anything too bad.
Takuma's going to get flushed out of the arena. Top.
Did you just say you didn't see anything bad about Pohatu?
I didn't say that.
Not you, Viper.
I said he doesn't look as bad as everyone's like screaming about. Everyone was like complaining about how bad he was, and I went to go look.
Let's
and I'm like,
start from the top.
Okay.
Yeah, he looks generic and like nothing.
He looks garbage. Listen, anyone that likes this set, I hate you. I hate you. This set is awful.
We all
hate
you too.
It's the worst Bionicle set I've ever seen. It's worse than Solek. Who designed this?
Okay, listen here, buddy. I don't know about that.
I'm going to sit you down. I'm going to have a lovely
all this irrational nonsense spewing at your mouth right now.
And I'm going to punch you in the freaking face. This is such a bad set. It's awful.
My point exactly.
If there needed to be any more evidence as to see how terrible he really is, just look at that picture and see how his upper arms are attached to the Vorok's armor.
Oh my gosh, I just saw that. This is the first time I've seen that.
All right, I guess we're starting with Pohatu.
Absolutely.
What the
despise
heck?
This set.
Oh.
Why would
what are we looking at?
Do that?
This is going
to suck.
I guess
looking at Pohatu's
shoulders.
Yeah.
His shoulders. How they're connected to his arms. That's gonna be so terrible.
So
all jokes aside, I understand there are people.
Is that what I'm getting out of this?
Waist gear
function. No, he's got a gear function, it's waist articulation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean on the upper
the waist swivels. No, there's no upper
his
gear functions, that's old news.
Upper arms connect funnily.
Yeah. His arms are just kind of poorly designed. But it's just okay. I know there are people out there that like the set. You know, and that's totally okay. I don't mean to insult you as much as I joke. But I just don't understand you. I just don't
I
get
can't
it.
Relate to you on a personal
I
level.
I just can't... I can't relate.
How
I don't know where your brain
species.
Is. I hate this set.
This dude.
I'm not saying the set is, like, good, but it's not awful. Like, everyone's been shouting
it's
about
pretty,
it.
It's pretty
awful.
Let me
see,
awesome.
Like, since I have to...
I can't look at the set and objectively come up with any redeeming qualities aside from the mask.
That's what I ran into, because yesterday
like
we were talking
design.
About it, and I kept trying to be like...
You like the weapon with a 14-ton stupid keychain?
I like the keychain better than the sword. I think the sword's stupid, but I like the keychain.
I think the keychain's
I like the idea that it's
kind of
like a halberd with a little bit of a flail on the end. How practical is it? I don't know.
How would you even use that? Like, just imagine you're holding this weapon and you're trying to flail that thing around in combat. That would be so awkward.
You cut yourself.
I'm not saying anything about how
I know there
it
are
is.
Weapons.
I just think it looks neat.
I know there are weapons in real life that have a similar design to this. So, like, I can't say that, oh, this looks completely impractical. It would never work, because I'm sure there are uses for it, and I'm sure, like, it's an actual thing. And I'm sure there's some kind of practical use. But it just looks silly. It looks dumb. It's like, it feels like LEGO just kind of sat down at their board meeting and they were like, okay, we need to come up with a design for Pohatu. Just we should make some kind of cool reference to his 2001 counterpart, because that'll make fans buy it, because they eat up nostalgia like playthings. You're right. Let's do that. How do we do that? How do we pander to the 2001 audience? I got nothing. Just throw that piece in there. Okay, sure.
Just give him bigger feet.
Throw the ball in there. They'll love it.
Throw the ball.
See, yeah, I don't like the ball. I think the ball is like it's conflicting.
See, I think the whole
it looks
spear
impractical.
Thing, that's what makes
like
it impractical.
Like if you want to swing a sword, you've got this massive boulder.
I would take that. Yeah,
get rid of the sword.
Not a sword though. It's a pole arm.
Yeah, then. Well, see, that's like I agree with you.
This is my issue with Pohatu. It's not that. It's not like he doesn't really have any redeeming qualities, but I feel like he could be good. They just didn't do it. The ball thing, the mace could be a real weapon that would look interesting or cool. They could have implemented it in a better way, but I just hate the way they did it. It doesn't look good to me. It looks really silly. It looks like
it looks
tacked on. It's like they just came up with it last minute.
It's like they're like, oh, that's just the keychain on the end of a sword.
I didn't even see the shoulder armor before. Like, I didn't even notice it, but now that you pointed it out, man, so, ugh.
How's that gonna
also,
pull?
Yeah, that's bad.
I don't like it. I hate the color scheme. I don't know why on earth they decided to go with this stupid dark gray gross tan color right here and mix that
it's
with
like
the dark
that
orange.
Color scheme?
As if that works together. I mean, maybe it would if it didn't also have the lime green or the neon green.
The tan on its own would have worked, so long as they didn't also try and put in the standard dark brown, as well as the burnt orange.
Much.
There are too
there's
many too, shades.
You're
right,
different
there
types
is brown
in there,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it's like, it's not as vibrant as it could be.
Too many different types of brown. If the dark tan was on its own...
That's the issue.
Yeah.
It's too dark. There's too many colors.
The dark tan is too vibrant?
The mix is too vibrant.
Well, yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah, the dark... Not because of the dark tan. I'm saying there are too many shades of brown, which makes it too vibrant. It's a cohesive...
No, vibrant
it's
is bright.
Mix.
Yeah,
vibrant means
vibrant.
Bright.
I gotta imply that it's bright.
Yeah. It's that tan is the opposite of bright. It's like...
Muted.
Yeah, it's like...
Muted.
Gross. And yeah, very muted.
Saturated
would be the dark orange.
It's more like
the dark orange, the burnt orange.
It just looks
gross. Yeah, it's desaturated.
Yeah,
it's just a gross color. It looks really gray and ugly. And that mixed with the burnt orange just doesn't really work to me. And like I said, it might work if it was just that and like maybe the silver. But then you've got the neon green thrown in, too. There's just too many colors.
And there's
colors.
A lot more of
neon
green than there
green,
was in 2015. Because, like, in 2015, he didn't have it on his weapons, and he didn't have any armor pieces. But now he has, like, four armor pieces and a weapon.
He did
it's
have
like
it on his weapons.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you're
they
right,
just
Bo
couldn't, make up their mind as to what color they wanted to make them. And so they just slapped a bunch of colors on all over the place. And it's not even distributed evenly. It doesn't look good. It's not layered properly. It's just
three dark tan
bad.
Parts.
Yeah, they've kind of done, like, the Kapaka thing where they've got the white. Like, there's some random white piece on his shins that, like, they're just... Unless the color looks weird, like, the lighting.
It's not white. All the white you think is on him, it's silver.
Yeah.
See, it looks white from
that's
this.
That's just
because
of the render.
Picture.
I understand. Yeah.
And like,
we originally thought he was gonna have.
But
white.
I understand, like it's not distributed right. It's like only on his feet and his shoulders.
Yeah, and I could forgive the bad color scheme if I liked the build, because like Kapaka's color scheme isn't much better.
No,
to be honest.
Yeah.
But he's also got a really deep, like a good build. I like his build a lot, and I think some easy mods could be made to him to make him better.
At least Kapaka's color scheme doesn't look ugly.
Yeah, this set... Yeah, exactly. The color scheme's not ugly. It's just not, like, distributed evenly. This set, it looks ugly. And I can't even defend it by saying, oh, the build's amazing, because it's not! He doesn't bring anything original to the table. He's so generic. Even the shoulder is done better on
Kapaka.
On Kapaka.
I was seriously trying to think yesterday when we were talking about this, because I knew we were going to talk about this on the podcast. I was seriously trying to think of ways I could defend him. But I came up with a blank.
Yeah, just to be a jerk.
I can
think of no redeeming qualities here to me.
I can think of factors that are pluses for him, but that's just because I need to review
I like his mask.
Like what?
That's
like what is a plus?
The set is undeniably bad, don't get me wrong. However, no matter how bad it is, it's always going to be have the standard amounts of articulation. It's still going to have that function, and it's still going to have that build value. Those are
so the things that are good about it aren't even unique to him.
Absolutely not. Not saying they are. However, those are the only things fundamentally assured with this set.
Fair
granted,
enough.
They're assured with any set.
At least he still has the articulation.
I think his mask turned out really well.
Yeah, see, I really like the mask, especially the one in gold and yellow.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
That weird line color.
I like it
a
lot.
That looks awesome.
But then I had this discussion yesterday in the chat. It's like, well, I really like the mask, but I don't want to spend $15 for the mask and then just chuck the rest of the set away because I don't want it. Because I don't really see.
I mean, you can still use the parts for something.
Yeah, you can still
use that. I guess, but like.
What if he doesn't even like
it? Yeah, I'm not going to use that dark tan for anything.
There's not even any good.
Never used for anything.
There's like no good parts on this set aside from the recolored Vorox armor.
Yeah, the value isn't even that great.
I mean, you get that Vorox armor with better sets. Like
I mean, I guess you get like the new torso stuff. That's always nice.
You can still get those in better sets too.
Honestly, unless you really care
about the dark tan or those crystal pieces and the mask, you don't need to get this dude.
I don't even care that much about the mask, because it seems like his is the one that changed the least from the 2015 version.
Kind of.
Like, there's almost nothing different.
I would argue against that, personally. I think it was one that changed the most.
I think it changed the least, to be honest.
Yeah, Golly's
it's
kind of
like they shaved down Golly's, like, spikes on her heads.
Like,
this mask
still retains, like, the basic silhouette, but other than that, like, it's pretty different as far as, like, the actual details are concerned.
I can't get over this, but every
time I look at that mask, Var, you made some comics, some hand-drawn comics way back in the day, and you had a very specific style when it came to the Kakama. Mm. This one matches that style.
It's pretty awesome. Mm.
Can't get that out of my
head. Don't even get me started on his ugly effing combo model.
Hey, what do you think of the combo model?
I haven't seen that yet.
I hate it. Best combo model of
2016.
I can argue this with you. I like the combo model. Bring it.
Wow.
Let's go.
Do you like it? Really?
I like it.
Nesso.
I like the brown spikes. I'm using some more brown to his color scheme since he like lost his gold mask. It, like, it balances things out better.
Yeah, and it also gives him a lot more other colors too.
Yeah, I mean, right. Here's the thing, Meso. That is almost a solid argument if the spikes had been the same shade of brown as his mask and his upper arms.
I mean, the mask is gone in this combo version.
Oh, it's
so
not.
It's actually
it's
the
dark,
spikes match
it's
the
standard brown.
That doesn't hurt my argument because the spikes match the weapon.
Has, like,
the only part that remains
this
on
the
set combo
has just
model.
Like all kinds of shades of brown. Has, like,
but then
50
again,
shades
that's shades
of brown.
I would argue that it shouldn't be matching the weapon because the weapon can almost get away with being a darker shade of brown since that's supposed to mimic almost like a wood pole. So it can stay minimally brown.
Well,
if
I mean, the creature's a wood creature.
Dark brown, then you're just adding more to the mess. And the
I mean, with the combo model, the burnt orange.
Wait,
gets
are we sure that he's got dark
pieces.
Brown?
So, like,
yeah.
Technically,
yeah.
He has the majority.
That's definitely dark brown.
The majority of color in his color scheme in the combo model is actually mono brown and not burnt orange. So, like, the more mono brown that's there.
Oh my god.
I mean,
I didn't even realize that was Mata Brown.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
in that instance, Meso, that makes the upper arms even worse.
It makes the upper arms
stand out more.
You are right.
Well, okay, he should have. Is it burnt orange? Is that what's used?
Burnt,
so many freaking colors.
Burnt orange is what he
his
used
upper
in 2015
arms.
And what he uses on his mask right now.
He
dark
should
brown,
just have freaking.
Or the normal brown is what
yeah,
Katar,
no, there shouldn't
the scorpion
be any stupid...
is using on his legs.
They should just get rid of the tan and just make it burnt orange.
I don't understand why they brought back burnt orange if they were just going to bring back brown the next year.
What happened to the time when he was completely orange?
Why does he have three different shades of brown?
I'm just saying, I thought they decided that brown, as a general rule of thumb, didn't sell very well. So why didn't they just go back to their 08 theory? And make it orange or something like that.
I liked burnt orange a lot.
Well, we don't know that data,
honest.
I guess.
I mean,
burnt orange
was nice.
Burnt orange was pretty cool.
We've heard several places. Brown sets do not sell well, and that's why they canceled them in 2006. That's why they changed. So,
I just... It's bad enough that I think Pohatu is the worst Toa of them all. But I also think the Creature of Stone is the worst creature
agreed
of them all.
Completely.
And then you
I
just slap
completely
that on the worst Toa, and it Katara makes the worst combo model of them all. It looks awful. It looks like they just slapped a bunch of spikes on
I
them.
I hate Katara more than I do Pohatu. This dude is a train wreck.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I do not like the Creature of Stone at all.
You see, the Creature of Stone...
I mean, look at
stone
that tail, man. Look at the articulation
the
in the tail.
The tail is why I really did not like Katara. And it's also why I didn't have a very good vibe about the creatures in general. Obviously, that's kind of grown as time has gone on, but Katara has not. Katara is bad for several reasons. The red axles are so obnoxious on this one. He's got one random, one out of nowhere recolored dark tan Vorox armor that Pohatu could have used but didn't.
You're right.
And then his tail, if you see right below that Vorox armor, his tail, it has a joint so it can move up and down. But it can't move fully up because of the Vorox armor preventing it from doing so.
Not to mention,
his arms are so short, the function on this guy is you turn the tail and his blades go up and down. Well, first of all, he has no elbows. It's just blades. That's it. Second of all, they're attached in such a way where there are those obnoxious open axles, making it look unfinished.
And third of all, you have to turn the tail side to side.
Yeah, exactly.
Make
and you got to turn the tail
almost
side to side, so the blades are never in perfect synchronization.
I mean,
also,
that's kind
one
of
final
a neat
thing, and
function,
I don't know if you guys
but
have noticed this. If you look at Katara super up close, look right above his head, you'll see a tan piece. That is not
the
same
the
dark tan. That's not the same dark tan as the Vorox armor. It's original light tan.
Oh, come on!
Oh, yeah, I see it.
He's got four shades of brown.
50 shades of brown.
50 shades unbelievable of brown, dude. How did they do
this? All the stuff I've noticed.
How did this happen? How did this pass certification?
It's 50 shades of browned up.
He's got seven colors.
I mean,
forget about being a creature of stone. He's a creature of turd.
Wow. Matt,
well, if you have lying pieces in your turd, I recommend you go to a doctor.
All right. I do enjoy the combo model.
It's the radiation,
but
yep,
I hate
the radiation.
Yeah, the set too.
I can't even say that I like just dislike it or that I just don't like have any like for it. No, I hate it. I think honestly, looking at it makes me mad. I've never had that reaction.
Welcome
towards
to the Solette Club. Now you know.
It's like they nailed it. Like they knocked it out of the park last year. What is this?
Well, I mean, we still complained about Pohatu last year. How much
he had too much
silver?
Sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't that he looked bad. It's that he looked really
bland. He still looked good though. Yeah.
Yeah.
His
color
Pohatu wasn't the issue
really
for me.
Cool.
It's just that he was too basic. As far as build is concerned,
he was very bad.
Yeah. All right, we've
and
been
now,
real negative.
Now he's super complex, but he looks hideous.
He's not even super
complex. Like, it's a mess, basically. Like,
it is a mess.
Before, it's like with things, the sets like so, like it was oversimplified, like the Bionicle Stars and things like that. Now it's just too much. I look at the Creature Stone, I'm like, what am I even looking at?
His
I just
was
see
so
a bunch of gears and like pieces
gears
stuck
and
together.
Like spikes.
Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Well.
What are
it
those?
Looks silly. It looks so silly.
We've been on a negative
as far as I'm concerned,
what are these?
I don't hate this set like you do, Var. However, objectively speaking, it is 100% the worst of this wave and the worst of Gen 2.
Oh boy. Worst in Skull Scorpia?
I mean, well, okay, I guess I should say. Maybe let me retract that. Let me retract
yes.
that. Pohatu isn't the worst. Katara is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool
no,
with this.
I
was okay with Skull Scorpio.
All right. Well,
Skull Scorpio visually beats these guys out of the water. However, Pohatu still has all of his articulation and his function and the collectability factor. Katara has nothing.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate it.
Well, we've been on a negative kick. Let's move to a positive one. Let's talk about Onua.
All right, let's... Oh, okay, I guess.
I'm picking...
What do you want to
I'm
talk
picking
about,
that just because it's like one of the good sets. Like, what do you want to talk about?
I wanted to go in order.
Oh, sure. Go for it.
We're all out of order.
Yeah, we started with Pahatu.
We started with
Pahatu. I know. I kept trying to insist, let's start from the top earlier, but then everyone started yelling about Pahatu.
Wait, what is the
top? Is relative, like, just because it's that way on our message board.
Yeah,
like,
it depends on what site you're looking at.
Yeah. I'm looking at the board, so what are you looking at?
Let's start from the bottom. What's your least favorite set, and then move up?
I mean,
that doesn't work either.
We start from the bottom, and we work up here.
It doesn't matter. We'll just do Tahu. Tahu!
I don't know how I feel about his default form that much. It's kind of, I don't like the proportion. He's really, really tall and lanky and odd. And the biggest issue that I have with him is that he's got, like, way too many conflicting textures that just, like, collide with each other. Like,
yeah.
He looks too inconsistent. Like, you've got, like, look at his arm, for example. There's just three different armor pieces with completely different textures.
You've
got this, like, smooth plating, and then you've got this, like, tough, like, hair-looking piece. And then you've got, like, the greebled look, and it doesn't really work together.
And then with
together.
The legs, he's got, like, heavily mechanized.
And yeah, and then he's got more in the legs, where it's uber greebled.
And then crystal.
And then crystal. Like, it's just too much different stuff.
There is a way to do, like, the whole over-texturization thing, but I have not seen it done well outside of, like, maybe 40K and Darksiders.
Huh. There is a thing, too, where, like, Var, you posted this image where it showed Tahu 2016 and Tahu 2015, and they're, like, in the same pose almost.
Throwing that up right now
basically.
On the screen.
Yeah. And,
That's where you really see
that
it.
That picture was
That's
really,
where you really
eye-opening.
See it.
Those comparison pictures...
I didn't really... I wasn't, like... I was pretty on board with Tahu until I saw that. I'm like,
whoever
wow,
on the Bionicle 2016 really, topic made those comparison pictures between the sets, thank you. You opened our eyes to the truth.
Yeah, it's like... All it did to me was just tell me that, like, all those people out there in the community who are like, oh man, Bionicle's too simplistic now. It looks too simple. It's just Hero Factory. We need to go back
now
to
it's
G1.
Too complicated.
I hate every single one of you people. All of you. You're freaking idiots.
You ruined the theme.
You ruined Bionicle G2.
You ruined Bionicle.
And you killed Bionicle.
You killed it.
Bionicle Bring Autopsy. Bionicle. You killed Bionicle Revisited.
It's so clear that it's just like they had such a great consistency in 2015. Like, sure, maybe the parts were a bit too smooth, a bit too simple, I guess too plated.
Yeah.
But now it's just done the exact opposite.
It's
they've
overdone
done a complete
it, yeah.
180, and it's just awful.
They don't look like they're from the same line.
They
like
don't. Yeah, they look like they're from two different lines.
Okay, I mean, if I'm being honest, comparing, they're like directly comparing these two Tahus. One looks like a Lego set, and the other kind of looks like the Chinese version of that Lego set.
Yeah,
like version.
It's just it might just be the render and how it's reflecting off that torso and all the gold, but it just looks so plasticky with the render.
Yeah,
like especially that torso, like you can see the highlights and everything, and it just
yeah.
This image, it really does display the whole shoulder armor rather well. Like, that translation, it translated very well.
Yeah, the 2016 really version well. Does pull off the whole shoulder armor look way better than 2015 did.
I like the way that the 2015 one had the shoulder armor. Thought was kind of a bootleg decision.
I liked it because I got, like, folded down over the armor and, like, have it pointing, like, diagonally.
I mean, yeah,
upwards.
I like that you could, like, adjust it and everything, but it just didn't look good. And I think that picture, that comparison picture really highlights what I'm talking about, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. I get you.
Yeah, it just looks so awkward.
One thing I don't really like looking at it is that, like, you've got all this amazing armor on his arms, and then, like, there's barely nothing on his legs.
Yep.
Like, on his thigh, to be exact. Yeah, he looks top-heavy, basically.
He does, but I don't necessarily dislike that look. Like, I think...
It just looks a bit weird.
It does look a bit weird. I definitely agree with you.
I don't dislike it for the appearance it gives. I dislike it because that's the only gray bone that he uses on his entire torso. I mean, his entire build, and it's the one that's exposed. So you have, like, the color gray introduced into the color scheme.
Oh, yeah.
Here's... I think Tahu was a set that was specifically designed to be united.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to say earlier.
Looking at his united pose, This is a pretty great set.
Yeah, the United version really looks great. I love the United version. I'm going to display
it's
them.
It's still got all the problems with the armor, gold, but there's, the like, gold there's, works, enough, the fireworks. There's enough stuff there to really sell that look they're trying to go for.
Oh, I do want to quickly say that I actually kind of disagree. Not necessarily disagree, but don't agree, if you know what I mean.
With neutral?
Yeah, I'm neutral when it comes to his color scheme, because I know a lot of people have issue with him having so much gold.
Me included.
Yeah, and, like, I see it, and I he definitely has a lot of gold, and I definitely think, yeah, he could use more red, I guess. But it's, like, the way they have the set laid out right now, at least, like, I don't know how he is currently, it's hard for me to really see, like, what pieces should be red and, like, how that would actually look better.
I would honestly
a lot of people, a lot of people, not necessarily going against the gold. They just like the large amount of translucent orange because it's an exotic metallic color, right up against a non-solid color, and a lot of people don't like how that visually works.
I'm not one of those people.
A lot of
I
people
think
don't like that he
awesome.
Isn't solid, and that he's more elemental than person.
He looks a lot like what I would assume an elemental lord would look like.
Yeah. And I mean,
like
fair
with
enough.
The fire on the thing, and like you know all the gold kind of melting into him.
To be
him
honest,
and the,
with all
the
variations we've gotten of Tahu over the years, I don't really mind if this one looks like that. He pulls it off pretty well. The red is like on my list
this
of problems.
One's like the Omega Tahu.
On my list of problems with all these sets, Tahu's
the Omega Tahu.
Like lack of mana red does rank, but it ranks like really low. Because at the very least, he looked good without it. But I would prefer if he had just like two more parts. Because I mentioned this on the message boards, three mana red pieces, two of which are covered by gold, and one of which can be interchanged with gold. So like, and in his United form, he has two.
I would honestly just make. I would make either his forearm shell pieces red, or I would make his bicep armor pieces red.
That's what I'd do. Or made a mock-up and it looked much better.
Yeah,
I would say. Honestly,
I'm assuming you're gonna post the mock-ups in the.
I will indeed
in the video meso.
Okay, I do like the original Tahu that had the two differing two pieces to the torso. I feel like that might be back to what you were saying, Var. So, like, you know, where would you change to be red? I would say that would be, like, I'd say the lower part of that torso should be red. And then could add some other stuff to it.
And I did kind of change that in the mock-up I made. So, I guess just to clarify for that to the audience, like, I didn't try to do my take on how these sets should look as far as color distribution goes without really changing the color scheme, just how it's distributed. So those will be in the video for you to see how I kind of, what I have in mind as far as these sets go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, got to put your money where your mouth is. I'm complaining a lot, so.
Good stuff.
I'd at least like to show off something.
As far as the real MVP.
I haven't seen your Tahu one.
That's my thing. Tahu, I don't really have a problem with Tahu. I don't think he's that bad. Like, I understand the complaints, but, like, I can get behind it. So it's like, when I tried to make my modification to Tahu, it's like, I didn't really have anything to change, to be honest. So I don't really like that one. The other ones, I think, are pretty solid, though. So.
I really like that. I really like how you changed that. That was really... Oh, that's cool.
But with all that said, I really do like his United form with Ikur. I think he looks really, really cool. Phoenix Tahu is still as cool as I thought he was back in the day when I first saw the picture.
Phoenix Tahu is pretty friggin' amazing.
I really like it.
Like Ben said, he looks like the Omega Tahu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like he United... you see that thing with, like, I don't know,
this
like
is
Power
his
Rangers
final
any
form.
One of those ones. Yeah, like he just
yeah.
And what's so
evolves.
Great is the blue pins on his weapon actually work because he has blue in his color scheme.
Except the blue Bulrock eyes are a little odd.
I wouldn't exactly go that far, Mister.
But what about the tan in the weapon?
That was awesome.
What about the
tan?
That's
actually
the light
a good
blue.
Point you bring up, Takuma, because after I released that red blue pin video, a lot of people were inquiring about the tan pins, and I don't really know how to address that, because tan isn't exactly on the color wheel, but if you wanted to stretch it, it's kind of a subset of yellow, so...
I guess. Var, I think one thing that could have been adjusted in your Tahu edit was making the red that was already on the torso piece, making that gold. Know what I mean?
On the printing?
Yeah.
Making that gold? Okay.
Making the red printing gold instead.
Alright, would you say that the gold, like, plating itself should also be made red to balance that out, or just have it, like, blend
just
in? Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
I see. Okay.
Well.
Or maybe orange.
That could be cool.
Maybe. But just not red, because that would... I think that's the problem here in your edit, is that now it just looks like there's a little bit too much red in his chest with so little gold.
Yeah.
Well, kind of spread out that, properly.
I think that works because you have to, like, the way Vars designed it is that it will work well with Tahu's mask, with the gold mask, and with the Uniter. And that's the thing that that really gets to me. I think it's just enough red to balance the excess amount of gold that you can add on to it. So I can get what you're saying, where, like, oh, there's not so much, you know, enough gold right now. There's a bit too much, or too much red. But when you combine it with having a gold mask, I think that it balances out. And especially when you do the whole Uniter combination, I think it would.
I don't know. Because I'm thinking it would look better if it was done in the way that Onua has right now, where his entire torso is black, but he has the gold printing to cover up a majority of, like, his chest, and then the
Onua's the real
area,
MVP,
I guess. Yeah. Like... There's one thing that Var's been doing with all these edits, where Var would edit, like, the torso pieces, make them both the primary colors, you know, the red on Tahu and then his gold, blend them together. Onua already does that.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I made all these... It's funny because I noticed this after making the edits, but I was like, it's kind of silly for the torso piece to all be one color. It doesn't really look that good. So, like...
Yeah.
I kind of used the 2015 color scheme to sort of make these edits, and I was like, let's give, you know, the chest piece its own color, separate from the torso. It'll look better. Distribute the secondary color better. And I did that, and I was like, well, I guess LEGO could theoretically do this by using, you know, stickers, I guess. Or maybe they could print it, but I'm not sure they would ever do that. But then I looked at Onua. He does that! He freaking does that! He's got... the two-tone torso piece. He's the only one out of all six Toa to do that.
Well, I mean,
so why did they do that for the rest of them?
I guess technically it's one piece, and it's just the gold on top of the black.
Technically,
that's what I said.
Who does print. It?
Doesn't Gali do that too?
He
just
printed.
Reversed.
Yeah, they do it, I guess, but it's just...
No, wait, I guess I'm confused, because don't all the Toa do it?
No. They do it to a degree. It depends on which Toa you're looking at.
Well, I guess I'm looking at Gali. She seems to have the exact same design.
Sometimes they'll actually go ahead and do that. Other times it looks more like a blend, as if it's supposed to be a pattern instead of a two-tone.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kopaka and Pohatu.
Yeah, with Kopaka, it's like it's a white torso, and some of the printing is white, so it really looks just like a pattern of blue.
Yeah.
Still there, kind of. It still has a similar aesthetic, but it's not pulled off as well as Onua, where it's a clear gold overlay, and then the print goes over that.
I get you.
Like, the printing is just the second, like the accented color, but not the secondary color, but Onua does both.
Yeah, Onua really does do it.
So all the Toa could theoretically do it, but they just don't.
Yeah, speaking of Onua, ha ha ha.
Gotta say... Yeah. Onua looks stellar.
Onua's a boss.
Onua's...
Yeah, I'm looking at him now.
Yeah, Onua's great.
Onua is so cool. Pristine. Like, look at the... Oh, you want good color distribution? Look at this.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Most of the complaints so far haven't really been built, like, the build of the set. It's all been, like, the actual colors they use and how it's distributed.
I think
if we want to look at a set that handles colors perfectly out of all six, it's definitely Onua.
Mm-hmm. He also
I think he distributes all the colors
well,
very
too.
Well. Yeah, he does, surprisingly, since he has the skeletal shoulder armor.
It's not even just because the pieces being arranged the way they are, you know, they look nice. It also helps that Onua's theme has always been amethysts and gems and other assorted minerals.
Amethysts.
So,
yeah.
Though,
assorted minerals.
I know, man. What are you guys getting me over one thing?
No, it's okay.
Onua looks great because he incorporates that almost elemental theme.
Yeah, it looks good.
Especially
with
the
really does.
Trans purple was the best decision they could have ever made for the Earth color scheme.
trans purple was pretty great.
It was a great decision. Definitely.
Much better than gray.
And gold works, too.
The gold... See, that's the thing. The gold really works well with the purple. Purple and gold go pretty well hand in hand.
As far as I know, purple and yellow is a complementary color, which is what gold is kind of... It is. Yeah.
Well, purple and gold are often lumped together as almost royalty colors.
Under is the real king of 2016.
Not to bring in the sports ball, but Minnesota Vikings.
Hey.
There you go.
Purple and gold. TV sports talk. Yeah. We should do our Super Bowl commentary.
LA Lakers.
Yeah, TV talks about sports.
So, how about that sports ball?
People play football, right?
I still want to do the Super Bowl commentary.
You remember that one year when that one team was supposed to win, but that other team won?
Yeah, back to
crazy, right?
Yeah, they were supposed to get a touchdown, but the other team got a field goal first.
Mad, you guess.
Wait, that's actually from the same sport, isn't it?
It was the one set out of all six that I didn't feel the need to, like, edit or change. Yeah. I feel like he's fine enough.
Odo's got it made. If I had to change one thing about him, I don't know how I would fix it. It's just, like, you know that spot on the side of his torso where the Borak eyes are? Mm-hmm. That's a little gapping.
Yeah.
Other than that,
I mean, it's gappy from that angle. If you look at the Unity shot, it's a front shot of his torso. It looks fine.
Yeah, you're right.
I know it has, like, the weakest.
But then his upper
Unity
arms are, like, gappy because of the Torian neck, and you can, like, see right through them.
Yeah, that is an issue. Granted, that could be just fixed with a pin.
Yeah, you're right.
But Vin, like, Anua's Unity is, like, it's weak. It's not really, like, interesting looking. It's kind of bland. But, like, it doesn't look awful. Like,
I know. I'm not saying it looks bad.
I still kind of like Bahadur. Maybe I'm weird.
You are weird. I honestly can't.
What's there to like?
I like the color distribution. I like that spiky look it gives him, and I like the mask.
You
kinda
like
goes
the color
over the mask of stone, and it gives this like crown look, like all the others have. I think that
looks
good. Hold
on, let's go over let's go over your bull crap once.
I already mentioned it earlier. I already went into it about how, like, the bottom round, like,
colors. Instead of looking back.
No. This isn't about Pahatu. This is about Meso and his bull crap. Crap. Color scheme. Do you even know the meaning of the word?
I want Shell J's
video. Color scheme.
Do you speak it?
Listen, I don't want to fight you.
So, how about my apologies.
I'll
fight you
later.
Mask of Earth? What do we think? Whoa. Nothing. Okay. Hold on. I just noticed something.
Sup?
What?
Bring it.
Jeez.
Meso, you were almost right. Just the wrong mask. If you look on his forehead, there is a diamond there.
Wow. Just wow. You mock me.
Wow.
What is that? Amazing. Okay. Well, I'll take it. No, I'm not sold on the Mask of Earth. Like, it doesn't look bad by any stretch. It may look better than his 2015 one, but I don't like how open it is on the sides, and, like, some of the angles I've seen of it have been less than flattering.
I don't like how short it is.
It looks kind of fat.
At the mask and head view.
Yeah.
It does look kind of fat. You know, Onua's like, he's basically the Luke Cage in a set filled of Jessica Jones.
Oh, no.
Like,
he doesn't have those amazing pecs.
Unless he has gold-plated pecs, man.
Well, I guess that's true.
His pecs are pretty... Yeah, his pecs are pretty solid.
Overall.
I vote for moving on.
Overall.
Yeah, I think there's not really a lot to complain about with Anua. He's got a pretty solid build.
There's not much to complain about, so let's
skip over. There's one interesting thing I will say, and I must credit this to the message boards. Actually, not the message boards. You don't get credit this time for all the cool stuff you do. This one was first noticed by someone on Eurobricks. The crystal armor is not actually gold mixed with transparent purple. It's gold mixed with clear.
Rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure that's not just a rendering
error? I don't know with absolute certainty,
possibly.
But it's
because that's
consistent.
Definitely purple on it on the front view.
Nope. It's all clear, man.
Yes. No, here, look at that picture. That's definitely purple. There is clear there, but
well,
it might just be a rendering error.
In favor of Aerobrix's argument, if it is clear, it's showing right behind it, which is a purple joint.
Yeah, it's like reflecting through.
But I guess so. But it's a different shade.
Like
we'll get the set. All right, we're gonna get the set in like a month. We'll talk about it then.
We
I
do
know, like,
think about that,
like,
guys.
Is this
1 month, gonna, and then these are gonna come out.
Get hype.
Well, I got to think
it's anything
job.
Like last year. It'll be in 2 weeks.
Actually, notice it's on a Terak too.
Yeah, it's the same with him.
Yeah,
which is kind of weird.
You know, I'm not saying, like, I'm sure it might be clear, but it's just, like...
I think it is clear.
If it is clear, render, I'm torn a little bit, because I gotta say, it's cool to have that kind of neutral piece, like, clear will kind of go with anything, really.
Anything.
But at the same time, I would have liked to have a gold-purple variant of that piece, and there is none now, so that's kind of strange. He's the only one that doesn't get it.
Oh, well.
But, yeah.
Let's move on to Golly.
Yeah, Golly, come on. At first, I really didn't like her. She was like the one I didn't like the most in the catalog pictures, and I'm still not like as crazy about her as some people are. But she's very well designed. I like what she has going for her.
Yeah,
the weapon makes no sense to me.
Really?
Wait, what?
The weapon makes no sense to me.
How so?
Really?
Well, okay. In this case, the keychain is even worse because what are you actually going to do with that little bitty thing?
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
I think that's really just kind of there.
I hate it.
Yeah,
when
it's like
literally a keychain.
I hate it.
And then what's with the spinning circular spike thing? How is that even supposed to do anything?
I would presume it's like a rotuka
center. It is kind of oddly placed.
Are you supposed to, like, smack someone with the flat of the blade and then turn that thing on so it rips up their face?
I was kind
of
looking at it like a rotuka
spinner.
That'd
be amazing.
Where it, like,
it'd be just like
off,
Bioshock Infinite.
But it doesn't actually launch
it's,
off. It's just, like, in storage meant to launch off like a spinner, I guess.
I am not a huge fan of, like, how her weapon is basically Pahatu's.
It
kind of
looks cool, but it's...
It's more spikes. They're just like, I don't know.
She does it way better than Pahatu does.
Yeah, it's the better version of Pahatu.
I get it. I just don't like that they have the same weapon.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
I agree.
Look at it this way. It's actually Galley's. Pahatu just ripped her off and did it worse.
How do you know?
I guess.
Who wore it better, Golly or Pahatu? I
mean, since when did this become hotter than this?
I will say that I'm kind of on the same page as Meso, where like I initially saw this set and absolutely hated it. But to be honest, this is my favorite set out of the line so far.
You're weird.
Better than Anua?
Which really
surprised me. Yeah, I mean, Anua looks great, but I don't know, he's not my favorite. This I don't know. I liked Golly 2015. She was my favorite, and I think Golly 2016 is also my favorite. What really won me over, though, like I think her standard form is good still, but like I fell in love with her combo form.
Really? All
right, let me look
at
her combo.
I love her combo form. I think
combo is boss. For me, if I had to build, I'd keep the gold mask off, but the combo form is awesome.
Not
I'm with Bar.
Her combo.
With Bar.
Yeah, I love
it's
the combo.
It's got the Gatling
really
gun.
It's funny, too.
It's got, like, the tail.
It's good.
It's like, you know.
Here's the thing
it's
that...
It's got Gatling guns and a tail. Yeah, that's so great.
I mean, Tahu's got wings, I guess.
Wings, I guess.
So...
Onua's got, like claw better. Pads. And
yeah, he's got, like, claw shoulder pads, I guess.
Well, I mean, the shoulder pads
Pahatu's
are, like,
got random
they
spikes.
They give him that bulk
everywhere.
I mean,
he lost.
I'll take wings over these stupid... Stupid contrived turrets on her shoulders.
Contrived?
No, the turrets aren't the thing that gets me. It's the, and I'm going to be messy for like once I hear it, but the stupid asymmetricality with the orange pieces.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
asymmetry. On her leg, that's what throws me
I'm
off.
I'm
going
to be frank. That does not exactly bug me because
will
she's
you stop
actually.
Being frank. Just
sorry,
be
yeah,
LJ.
Why can't you be Jim?
The set is somewhat symmetric because on one side, if you look at her left leg, our right,
go up to the left.
She is the Furno 2.0 of the new generation.
That's not symmetric, though.
That's still not symmetric.
She's Furno 2.0.
Yeah, it's not symmetric.
She's patterned, at least. Not symmetric, no.
I would rather have her have...
That this is called.
No, see, like...
It has a name.
It's balance. It's not symmetric.
I wanted that, and to be honest, like, Var, you made your mock-up. I actually, like, prefer it like this. To be honest,
The
one thing I would do differently, I like that look of where it's like colored differently than diagonal patterns. But I've tried to put Skrull Vorok's armor on like a CCBS bone before; it doesn't work. And this is exactly what they're doing for her upper leg, and it's not gonna work. It's gonna be incredibly gappy. it's no, not a fan. That's my only complaint.
I don't like the gold and the silver being... I don't know, it just looks uncanny.
Right, that's yeah, my I only. Like that I mean, I wouldn't give her the golden mask. That's
agreed.
The only thing.
It kind of looks silly.
It does look very silly
because she doesn't have gold anywhere else.
But yeah. I don't care about the golden mask because she comes with another mask.
Yeah. Oh yeah, everything else.
She's got
I
a
like,
unique visual identity so. To her.
Why does she have the two orange pieces on her shoulders or on her thighs? Probably on her shoulders is when they work best. I don't know why they just had one and then another and then like they flip them around and they don't even look like texturally. They don't look the same.
Honestly,
they don't look the same aesthetically.
I'm just not
they don't
feeling
look,
golly at all.
I they don't even golly. Like are
I mean,
arranged
she's not
the same.
Bad,
one,
she's just so
one's
boring.
One's up in the air.
She's really
boring. Really? You would describe her as boring?
Totally.
She's one of the more boring, but she's, I wouldn't go so far as to call her boring.
Yeah, I don't think she's boring.
She has just as much complexity totally as her 2015 variant did.
I'd sooner buy Pohatu, but that's probably because I'm more invested in Pohatu's character.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a Cretan.
Okay.
I can't agree with
I like Pohatu. I like both of them. It's
you
just
like
Pohatu.
You said blasphemy to me.
You know what makes it look boring? It is just too much silver.
Too much
fight
silver.
The power, nah. Takuma.
Yeah, that's how I felt, boring. Too. That's why I got rid of some of the silver in my manga. But, yeah.
Lego has some obsession
like, I would
silver.
Like to see some more vibrant colors. I don't know. Is silver just easier to print? Because it's like
I mean,
a default
look,
color
let's take a look
plastic.
At this here. The silver hands and feet are a staple. I thought I had disliked them, but when Var made the mock-up and like other people made mock-ups, they're important. And then we have the crystal piece, which
yeah,
is
I think
a
they're
blend
important as well.
And of like metallic and transparent. And then we have the torso, which sure could be a different color. And then, like...
I mean, the thing
stuff.
Is, she doesn't differentiate all that much from her 2015 counterpart. The torso's still silver there.
Well, I'm saying that was a flaw in her 2015 counterpart.
Cool. I would not agree to that, personally.
I no, feel like I there needs to be, like, too much silver just makes the set look too bland. And
I can agree to that. Yeah, that's very yeah. true.
I do agree that her combo model is better because it does add more like of that blue with the tail and with the turrets.
Thank
you know. So
one thing that I don't really like about Gally is her freaking. I don't like how she has this transparent dark blue shells over these transparent light blue bones.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't like
that's
that either.
Pretty questionable.
I don't like that
yeah.
either.
I really don't like
but,
that.
But I can overlook that. I don't mind it that
without
much.
A doubt, the thing yeah. that I dislike yeah. most about her is, like, pretty much everything else so far, I'm on Var's side, like, 100%. I really like the set. The mask kills it. Because, it's like, you have this really great
really?
Lower
yeah.
half. It looks awesome. It looks great. And then you get to the top half, and it's a shower cap. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not like,
she's got, like, slick
I
back hair.
I do not like the whole aesthetic.
With,
looks
yeah, she looks
hair.
Like
with
a
the
greaser.
Hair and like
I was just about to say that.
But
my name is Pony Boy Curtis. Stay gold, Tahu.
That's just like a symptom of
honestly, the
three. General, though. It's not so much a problem with Gally. They all have it.
The gold mask, I
yeah,
like
no,
better.
Yeah, I hate that aesthetic for all the yeah. Toa.
I like the gold mask better because I do like that it fades into a transparent blue at the top,
mm-hmm.
and I feel that works.
But that doesn't matter because you've got Akita on it.
Right, Akita will cover that. And additionally, too, there's no gold on the rest of the set, so if you just use the golden mask, it looks off.
Yeah, I would not wear that.
Lego conned us all into getting
right,
to use the gold mask, except for Gally, where it looks terrible.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't get why it's silver on the top, and I wish it wasn't. I really do not
see,
like
I
that.
I wonder if it would look better if it was swapped round. Like
I
her mask
maybe
was silver,
maybe
silver, but then fading into blue. That's interesting. I didn't try that. Because I did give her a solid blue mask, and I'll tell you right now, it looked awful. It did not look good at all. You need some kind of silver there.
You need that
good.
Transition. Yeah.
Yeah. The transition needs to be there.
Well, that's assuming that you keep the top half of that mask, which is what I'm not just saying, oh, change the
yeah,
color.
Fair
I'm
enough.
Saying completely redesign the top half of that mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, her mask
it looks
also
very
bugs me.
Similar to Nokama Metru.
The bottom half I like. I really like a lot.
Nokama Metru.
Yeah, that's the part that hasn't changed, the bottom part, because
yeah.
you know, we all like the bottom half because it's from 2015, but they've changed the top, and the top doesn't look... The top just, I don't like the top, it just looks like hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mask.
Same
the top part of that,
as well.
The top part of the mask is really what kills it for me. Because, like, you guys
yeah.
were saying this whole time, the bottom half looks fine, then they got to the top and they just got lazy with it. They didn't even get creative or nothing. They just gave
get
her,
creative.
Like, Vanessa said, a shower cap. But meanwhile,
that's
Liwa, though,
Yeah, okay.
Leewa was great. Leewa was perfect, but I don't
Leewa's
like him.
Leewa's fantastic. It makes me
you
so
don't like him. I like Leewa. I would
what, Var, you distribution said you don't like Leewa's him? Really good. I just don't...
Yeah, I don't like him.
I'm with Var, yeah. Like, everything about him, objectively, I think he's a good set.
How do you not like him?
I give him a 9 out of 10,
like
for
him,
sure, but I don't like him.
How do you not like him, but you like stupid Golly?
Well, see, that's the thing, though. Being a perfect set doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to like it, though. Like, I like the imperfections of Golly because I think it works for the set. I think it gives
what?
It more character. Leewa is almost
character.
Too good. That
you like the asymmetricality? With
I do.
The,
I actually
well,
like the
no,
dumb
I
looking,
don't because
you
I...
You like the dumb, bland mask with the shower cap and
see,
the dumb,
I can actually,
transparent
I can
shells.
I what I do like is actually being able to defend myself without getting
you?
Trampled on, you freaking idiot.
This is how it is, Var. This
no,
is how it is.
I don't like the asymmetricality. I don't like the asymmetricality because I changed it in my mock-up. Look at that if you want to see how I like the set or how I would want the set to look. With that said, though, I like the colors better. I think green and silver is just boring.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm
boring than blue and silver.
Up till now, I had been like
blue and silver and orange. Yes.
The orange does work.
If green had, I mean, if Leewa had more yellow,
yeah,
then he would
now,
be fine.
Yeah.
He's just green and silver.
Give Leewa like a fair shake and
dude,
be like, okay,
his freaking unity, man.
Okay, I'll give
his
him. A,
unity.
I'll give him a fair shake.
Dude, look at the unity.
See the final version.
Yeah, but Tahu does it better, so I don't care.
But like now that we've actually seen,
Leewa isn't even necessarily. I wouldn't necessarily. Even say that it's the green and the silver necessarily. I think he just has too much silver, and this is where we come back to the torso debacle because it's just a large piece that takes up the majority of what you're looking at.
Yeah,
it's just a huge chunk of.
Now that we have finally seen the finalized images, I've been willing to give him a fair shake, but up till now, I just have to say it: getting rid of Kitoran is a bad move.
Yeah,
I agree.
Kind of agree.
I think he. I think he needs some yellow.
Yeah, I agree too.
I
don't
mean,
get
like,
the weapons.
Originally, what was that to come in?
I hate his weapons as well. Yeah,
I don't understand.
They look cool,
like
when they're
I thought they were stupid on the Protector of Fire, and they're stupid
they're
on Leewa.
These are worse than the Protector of Fire, in my opinion.
They look like skiing. Like you know, you go skiing. It looks like
it looks like someone took skis, grabbed them by where the boots would go, and just like sharpened up the edges or something.
I mean, at least it looks like something. Protector of Fires, I couldn't make out
that
what those things
nice.
Were supposed to be.
Well,
they were flaming cranks.
They're
flaming cranks.
They're within the same general
like
weapon
handle.
Type. They're kind of like Tonfas.
Tonfas?
Tonma?
Tonfas? I'll give you that. They do Tonfas, yeah. Tonfas. You don't know what a Tonfa is?
No, do not know what a Tonfa
never
is.
Never heard of a Tonfa.
Well, all right.
Okay, you know the sticks that the police have?
I linked it. It's easier that way.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just Googled it. I know what you're talking about. In which case, I like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't get the really long part at the bottom with that system sword piece.
And I don't quite understand
that just looks
either.
I can tell you why.
Yeah. They could have just kept it... Why?
Because the weapons are going to spin around so much, it's going to be difficult for them to hold a pose, and you're going to have to like put that behind his legs in order to
prop
them up or balance them.
Which is going to drive me absolutely nuts, let me tell
you. Both.
And just overall, I really like this new sword piece, but it's getting used way too much. It's on everything.
All of them have it, but I don't know
it is.
Yeah, I don't like it that it's been reused.
Too much silver and too much of those sword pieces.
That was something I liked about 2015
texture.
And also disliked, because I thought they did a good job of like giving all the Toa unique weapons, which is really cool.
Yeah,
except
I really
like
that.
For Tahu and Kopaka, which I complained about, because they were the only ones that did have like just the exact same thing.
You know, I didn't mind it though.
I was
though.
Always I loved the original Kopaka having a circle shield, and I really was hoping they'd bring that back, and they didn't. And that's my big disappointment of 2015.
Yeah, he had more of a buckler than a shield.
Yeah, exactly. So that honestly, that would be my big like complaint if all of 2015 would be that. And I guess Kohatu not having more brown.
Yeah.
Like Leewa, he may have some flaws, but I do think he is one of the stronger sets. To be honest,
yeah,
he is.
I agree.
Like don't get me wrong. He's a strong set. He's one of the best. 9 out of 10. I just, he doesn't really appeal to me.
Yeah,
and see, that's perfectly understandable.
His arms are going to get real old real quick.
then I like how I was able to sit there and listen to all your points against Golly and objectively take it with, you know, with stride.
Nope.
Second,
wrong.
I'm like, oh, I like Golly more than Leo. You're like,
no.
Oh, you did
it! No, because there is something wrong with it.
But, you know, I want to talk about Leo for a little bit, because on the message boards,
let's move on.
We've been getting a lot.
Good now.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
You're going to talk about Leo now.
I wanted to address some message boards comments.
Shut up. Go on. Shut up, then. What, Elder?
Thank you.
Let's
a lot of people have been mentioning that Leewa has yellow axles. Size 3 yellow axles, specifically on his back.
I was
and
the first
on
one to point
legs.
That out, dang it.
And everyone has been saying, oh, yellow axles now? First the red axles and the blue pins? What's happening? The yellow axles work fine on Leewa.
Yeah.
They're not in any other sets aside from Acure. So I hear, but they work really well for Leewa because it does distribute the yellow.
I was really confused about that, by the way. I kept seeing people like tag you or mention you or like, oh my god, Leewa's got yellow axles, LJ's gonna have a fit. And I'm like, wait, why would LJ have a fit?
Because it's only a matter of time.
It works.
This is a recolor that is introduced here, but you know it's not going to stay here.
It's not introduced here. This is not a new
Bionicle.
Recon.
It is introduced here.
Yeah,
and by the summer wave, I guarantee you it will be in other sets where it doesn't work well. Because they would never use a piece just for the sake of like matching up a color scheme. They're rolling out a gradual recolor. This will be the replacement for
I mean,
size
you say that,
axles.
But they added light blue Balrog eyes to
Those aren't new to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Same.
Well, neither is this piece.
So wait. We've had Cyan Borak eyes.
I can't swear to it, but I think so. And the thing with Leewa is, like, you can say the yellow works well, but he doesn't use yellow in his color scheme. He uses Keto Orange. The Unity mode uses Keto Orange.
He still doesn't throw it off.
No, he does not. Chest print uses yellow.
Chest print is Keto Orange.
Yeah, he does.
The spike tips, those are
yellow.
Keto Orange. Calling it now.
Is this
Maybe,
a new
but his waist is yellow.
His waist looks to be lime green with maybe a little bit of yellow, yes. Or that could be keto orange.
With
I don't know.
Yellow, with yellow patterns.
Either way.
Here's the thing, Meso. Yeah. You do say
he's,
that.
Yeah,
however, Qatar uses the single dark tan Vorox armor that we have seen.
I'm just saying I know how
that
Lego works with pins.
Specifically made for that
this
set.
Is pointless to argue, but you'll see. Eventually, this will be integrated.
Well,
oh,
we've
man.
Already got
you,
all right.
Listen,
going.
You
I mean,
and your
listen,
absolute certainty.
Who cares? Yeah, shut up. Listen,
yeah, Meso, you're not really
it's
batting 100 here when it comes
to.
I'm just saying. Yeah, when it
comes I know
to, like, predictions
exactly
of what Lego's
do. How Lego thinks when they put
no, guys,
axles
can you see it?
And
there's a diamond.
Pins
there's a diamond
a set.
Inside the mask.
Because everybody
yeah,
is beneath
totally
speaking from the perspective of fans that like brought it up to LJ. I'm just explaining their rationale.
Yeah,
I
you put everyone beneath
rationale.
You.
I
yeah,
think
yeah,
but it doesn't make any sense.
No, I think the rationale was, OMG, different colored pins. LJ's gonna freak, lol.
Yeah, that's what I think the rationale was, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, I don't personally believe it's on Acure either. I can't find any image that shows a yellow axle on him.
I don't even
Although
know
everyone that. Had been telling me that there was. I just can't find it. But anyhow, with Leewa, I definitely think he just has too much silver. If they gave him more of the green, specifically just make his torso green, make that a solid color, and not this metallic business, he would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
However, I really like what they're doing with his arms. The look, not the design. I like what they're doing with his legs, the design. And I'm glad that they're kind of... I love the pattern on his chest.
Yeah, it's awesome.
His Nuba symbol translated very well.
Yep.
Oh, I found the yellow pin, LJ. It's on the on his back.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Look at the action shot one.
Alright, I'll go ahead and find that in a sec. I also really gotta say, that Unity really contends with Tahu. Really
yeah,
like
I think
it.
Tahu does it better personally, but it does look good.
I think thematically it does work with Tahu a bit better, especially considering they're pushing it so heavily on the posters. However, I do really like it on Leewa too.
I do
yeah,
like it on
Leewa. Really
I feel like it does balance out that green, which he really needs.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that is that like although Tahu does it better, Leewa needs it more.
Yeah, that's a fair argument.
It makes more sense for Leewa to have it, to be honest.
Does he need it more? He can already fly.
No, Leewa is a color
by it more. That's in the story, but like He needs that green. Leland is like,
right, okay,
he is improved by it more.
Yeah, he's really improved by it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So overall, while this set is definitely not going to appeal to everyone, such as yourself, Var, I personally really, really like this interpretation. Maybe not more than 2015, but I'll enjoy it.
I'm happy.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, just to clarify, like I fully admit it's a good set. I like the set a lot. It's just it doesn't really appeal to me. It's not like
just,
my
just
top
not
pick.
Your taste.
Yeah. And I want to make one last note. I really love his mask this go around.
Mask is good. Mask is better than 2015, hands down.
Yes, definitely.
Solar and
no more Cyberman.
I still can't find this yellow axle.
Yeah, I don't think there is a yellow axle.
And no, it's on the action shot.
Where, though?
Look at the back under the wing.
Come on, dude. I pointed it out to you before.
Yeah, it's under the wing.
Under the wing.
Yeah. Well, let me pull up the picture again.
Because where that gunmetal piece attaches to the body, that's a gray axle. And where the wings attach, that's like the piece itself, and that's gold.
No. Not where the wings attach, but under where the wings attach, right above his leg. It's a yellow axle.
Above his leg.
Yeah, to the right of the gear, underneath the blue pin, underneath the yellow spike, but right above the leg, where there's a trans green piece, there's a yellow axle.
Trans green.
I'll link the picture I'm looking at.
Which one are you looking at?
We're looking at two completely different creatures.
You said Akir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone had been telling me on Akir, not Uxar. Yeah, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that explains a lot.
My bad.
No, it's all right. It's fine. Okay, yeah, in that case. But it really works for Uxar here, too. Also, Uxar is kind of a weirdo, because he's got a lot of gray, and I don't understand why. Like, his spike pieces, those aren't black. They're dark gray.
Yep.
Strange.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Kopaka.
You know who
not really
Uxar
that weird,
looks
though.
Really good with,
no
though?
No skipping. Kopaka.
Let's not get to that yet.
Kopaka and Melum.
Okay. Yeah, no, he looks good with Kopaka.
Can I just say this? Kopaka and Melum on that front shot. The crud happened to Melum!
Yeah, I know, right?
He got butchered. The render was not kind to him. I don't know, man.
Got wrecked.
It's like someone did the select thing and then moved it and still hit delete.
Shut up, man.
Shut up.
That is. I didn't even notice that. That is. That's kind of funny.
It's pretty strange.
Yeah.
It's like he got just cut off.
It's
not like that
frame
on the box art.
Yeah.
Which is pretty weird.
Well,
they done goofed.
Kopaka's.
Here's my thing with Kopaka. Still no shield. Very disappointed, Lego.
Yeah.
0 out of 10.
He's got a
try again next year.
He's got like a little fist guard.
He has
thing.
A shield.
Yeah, somebody on the message boards made a really funny image where Kopaka goes up to Lego. He's like, alright, I want a shield. Lego, he reaches into a bin and he gives him a shield, and Kopaka's like, that's from the kids menu.
Yeah, it's like that's a very, very, very small shield. It's like a wrist guard.
That's not a shield.
You may not like it, but it is a shield.
It is a shield.
It's a hand guard.
Hand shield.
It's so he doesn't get disarmed when he's shot in the hand.
Yeah.
If anything, it's closer to his buckler from 2001 than his 2015 shield was.
Yeah.
I mean, fair enough, I'll give you that, but even still.
It's just not round.
It's not round. I want a round shield, like an actual, like, Spartan shield.
Good luck with that.
I'm not sure if I would like a round shield, TBH.
I'm not sure how it works.
I like his sword a lot.
Aesthetically. Yeah, his sword's cool. That hilt, though.
It's got new pieces.
Yeah, the hilt
is really cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It looks really nice.
But either way, looks awesome. I really want to like Kopaka because his appearance, he gives off a really imposing stature. He looks really good.
Yeah, here's my thing about Kopaka. Yeah. I feel like he's got the best build of them all, but he's just got his colors just don't help him.
It's just the one bit
dark
of gold.
Blue.
I don't mind the dark
blue. Blue's legit.
No, I don't mind the one bit of gold because his combiner and his gold mask and everything make up for that.
Yeah, but...
Once they're all combined, he's like Taku in a way. Like, he's built for his combiner. And it makes sense, more sense, because his set comes with the combiner. So you buy that set, and that you can actually do that, like, right there.
Granted.
And for me, that makes it okay.
It's kind of an issue if he can only look good when you don't have two different sets to play.
There's not two different sets. It's one set.
I understand that. However,
models.
Let me rephrase. Two different figures. Mm-hmm. If the figures have to be one to make it look good, but they're advertised as being split apart, I feel like that's a little bit of a cheat.
Kind of, but, like, if you think of, like, they are, out of all the Toa set, they are the
box
combiner
sets. Advertises the combo model is the only one to include the combo on the box. But, yes.
Right. The idea is that these two sets are separate, but they're supposed to combine into one. That's why they're packaged together.
I'm not trying to excuse LEGO.
And because of that, I give it a pass.
He could have used at least one more gold piece to distribute it. I hate the gold. But, like, as much as I love the Metro Blue,
I think
it's like the gold is fixable very easily. The Metro Blue is not. The Metro Blue is fixed as it is.
Gold
parts, always.
Gold could have been on his chest piece instead of the light. They should have done
the
dark blue.
Yeah, I think they
should
have gone with 2015 style, just like my mock-up, and just put gold on the chest and gold on the shoulders, and he would have been great. But, I mean, like Kahi said, I don't think it's that big of a deal, because they do include that other piece you can add to it to make the color scheme a bit more balanced.
Unless you're somebody like me that
However,
hates
with
the
that said,
of the paw piece over the Skrull armor, I won't be doing that. Then I'm basically screwed.
Yeah, well. I guess so, yeah. But the Metru Blue, not really easily excusable.
No.
So.
He's like, I really want to like
him. Really.
But, I don't know.
I really
wish
like
it had been
his
in
mask,
lesser, lesser quantity.
His mask is
dark blue.
See, I don't like his mask, but
his
I can see why.
Same.
Yeah, I can see why you would like it. It looks like something you would wear.
Mask is boss. Oh,
yes. It does look like hard and like...
I love that we finally achieved this,
like,
scope, that we can, like, have it interchangeable.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the scope's
that's
cool.
That's what I really like. I'm impressed with that.
I just don't like this as an evolution from the 2015 mask. I don't know. I wish it...
It reminds me more
like
of his 2008 version.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it does,
yeah.
Actually. That's
I think
interesting
it's like
you point
the
that
large
out.
Eyepiece...
It's not necessarily a large eyepiece.
Large
I honestly think it's the lower half of the mask and the general shape.
Fair enough.
The eyepiece
yeah,
definitely helps
that.
In that comparison.
Yeah, no, I definitely see that, Elder. Mm-hmm. I just wish it looked a bit more like 2015.
Yeah. Like a triscope instead of singular?
Yeah, triscope instead of singular. Maybe give it a bit of that like helmet look that the 2015 one had.
The sad thing is, though, he doesn't even have a single scope. He's technically got two... He's just missing one.
Yeah.
I was ignoring that, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because when
mask,
you look at it as two, it looks stupid. You gotta look at it as just one.
Not to mention, I think the scope is too low. It's below his other eye.
Yeah, it's kind of...
It's like one half of his mask at a stroke. I didn't mean to make that a joke, because that's an comparison.
It was meant to be funny.
Well,
come
on. It was
on.
Like inappropriate. Like it was kind of like.
Well,
dark
no, I just
in
it, inappropriate.
It was an observation.
It
not
really
a...
offended Tahu LJ or not Tahu Kopaka.
Yeah,
watches feelings.
Triggered,
the thing
man.
That
I really like Kopaka's legs.
Yeah, his legs are cool.
Really,
I think those two armor pieces together work really well in the way they're distributed on Kopaka. I think it looks better when you actually have the gold balanced out, so you can really appreciate it more. But with that said, I think the actual build of the legs looks really good.
Yeah,
I think
I agree.
He definitely rocks the new armor pieces. Because
unlike like Tahu, he has it over the short limb and not like the long limb.
Yeah, exactly. It looks the proportions actually look right.
Mm. I don't know, like.
Yeah, and the armor fits like decently. It looks like armor instead of just
even the Vorox armor. Yeah, it looks
really
good.
Looks good.
So.
However, my biggest problem with the set is the Vorox armor because like
you're not sure he's going to be able to move his arms.
The way it's built, it's like, and you mentioned like you can go backwards kind of because of his shoulder articulation. But like I'm looking,
I'm looking at a lot of these pictures,
and you can see like some of the ones I linked. I'll put them up on screen. Zoom in. The armor clips underneath his head. Because, like, the torso isn't wide enough.
No, I see it.
So that's going to be really annoying. And like, yeah, I think really now that we've enough. Covered the Toa, like obviously we haven't done our recaps yet, but I feel this is a good point to make my claim, my opinion known. I don't think that the new function is going to be worth all of the sacrifices to articulation that we're going to see as a result of this.
I simply don't like it more than the arm function.
Yeah.
I thought they really struck gold with that arm function. I don't know why they're dragging it all the way down to the waist.
It's because the creatures wouldn't work.
I will have to wait and see what these sets look
like.
This
has all been done
to
justify combo
to me,
models.
Well, maybe, but to me, I honestly really, really like the idea of custom torsos with these custom shoulder builds. I think it's going to be cool. I need to see what it looks like in person and how it actually is built and how it works as far as posability first. But personally, if it comes out good and the posability isn't hindered that much, I think it was well worth sacrificing that gear function to give them really cool shoulder builds, because I think Kopaka's got a really
cool
build.
It looks good. And I don't think the appearance will ever be the issue. I think it's going to be posing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I just need to see what it actually is, or how it performs in person.
True facts. Well.
But, I mean, that basically wraps up my feelings.
We talk about the creatures real quick, about how they're all kind of weird and quirky.
We already covered the creatures when we went up the Toa.
Well, we kind
of
know. The creatures, pretty much my opinions for them are all this exact
running
same
way
thing.
Late
they're
as
cool,
it is.
They're custom, they're kind of weird, they're kind of awkward at times, but they all kind of look cool, maybe, except for Kitar, who's scum.
I have to point out that I found that really humorous. You were like, well, we can talk about the creatures, and literally everybody was like, nah, and you just went on. Basically, what you meant to say was, I would like to talk about the creatures.
I bet you start.
Lightning round, favorite creature, that's all.
Akita.
Uxar.
Akita's a boss.
Akita.
Great job. Okay.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna go with Akita too.
Oh, I like
Akir.
Mine's Akir. Yeah,
I like Matoran builds, and I like protectors, and I wish we were getting more protectors. Or like protector style things.
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
It's all about the creatures, uniqueness rules. Anyway,
Akita looks like a mishmash of Technic parts.
Looks like a cohesive blend of Technic parts with guns, man.
Man, Vin, you are such a hater.
Anyway.
I agree with him.
The big boss.
Let's revert back to Pohatu real quick and see who's the real hater.
Let's talk about the big boss. The man in charge. The epic hunter, Umarak. How did he translate?
Big boss.
Punished Venom Snake.
Punished Venom Snake.
I also gotta say,
like how I got Coulter in the first summer wave, I want to get Umarak as my first.
Yeah, I
want to wait until Umarak the Destroyer.
I gotta say, real quick, just a random thought after looking at Umarak. I like how they all have the appearance that they have a thicker neck this go around, and they're not just stick figures, and it's because of that piece of unification, the new armor piece that goes behind the necks to attach the creatures. It fleshes out that area. That's why it looks so much better this go around.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
So,
it's nice to actually have necks.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
And Umarak himself, all his flaws, he's changed not in the least. He's exactly the same as the catalogs.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a cool looking dude with gappy legs and weird shoulders.
Yeah, the thing with Umarak, though, is I feel he's the opposite of Kopaka. Whereas Kopaka, I thought, had the best build ever, but his color scheme and his the concepts behind him didn't really do well to display that. Umarak's the exact opposite. I feel like his build is kind of iffy. Definitely a part. His legs are a little his arms are a little But the silhouette he makes and just his concept and his color scheme, golden. I love it. I love the idea of Umarak. He looks so cool to me.
The thing about Umarak, too, is that I feel he has, even though he has a bunch of colors on them, they all pretty much work. They're all evenly distributed. They all work well with each other. The black, the maroon spikes, the neon green, the brown, the silver. I feel they're all pretty well distributed and work to, have this, jungle camouflage,
He's a hunter.
Even the dark tan looks pretty good on him.
Only thing I have to say that's a little ridiculous is those antlers.
Yeah.
I love them in concept. I mean, I like... When I'm looking at the thing, he has the antlers, and then he has the bow, and the bow are, like, larger antlers, and you're like, oh, okay.
I think that really works for him. I was actually going to say that's one of my favorite motifs.
That's awesome.
Because he's a hunter, and that's part of his hunt. He's made a weapon and an ornament out of bones.
You look at it like a trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with the Viper. I think that he's actually wearing his prey. If you look at his chest piece, he's got like a face, like a fang face. It's like a pelt. He's wearing it over like a Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, you're right.
He's got a bow.
What
is like bones.
I don't like
what
that.
Like a, what's the Lord of Skull Spiders? What if he murdered the Lord of Skull Spiders?
Oh,
he's wearing him on the chest. Like, you told us that you could defeat him.
I do not like the mouth thing on the chest. It just looks too weird to me.
It looks creepy.
What if he has conversations with it? Like, hey, buddy, how's it going?
I made a joke where it's like, you know how you look on his mask, he doesn't really have a mouth?
Yeah.
It's like, what if this is his mouth? This is where his mouth is.
That's awesome.
Oh, God.
That'd be creepy. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be really cool. Imagine that in the show.
Umarak just seems like one of the most creative Bionicle villains.
It's a shame he had to have, like, some of the design flaws he does, or he would be, like, amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the biggest thing about him that's bad are his legs.
I don't like the shoulders.
That's wild here.
I'm a bit worried about his legs.
I care about the shoulders far more than the legs, TBH.
How, like, the shoulders.
Yeah, like in that picture.
I guess, but...
I don't know. Out of all the shoulders we've seen this year, this one does not
seem
that bad.
The arms are so low. Yeah,
nah. The arms are really low. Great shoulders, but they're not, like, terrible. They're not the biggest thing is the legs. I don't know why they couldn't get like a Grievous style thing, because Grievous, even though he has that like additional support, still $20 like the same thing.
I don't know. Maybe they just wanted an excuse to throw those Borok guys in there.
Yeah. So like Umarak, he has a lot of flaws, but the mode in which I think he really shines is his combo models.
I was not expecting him, first of all, to even be able to combine with the creatures, which I guess is kind of a silly thing to not realize, because he is a hunter hunting them down, so his goal would probably be to merge with them, I guess, but, like, I don't know, they look good. Like, his Uxar unity looks amazing.
Uxar is terrifying enough as it is.
Can I just say
with
this?
Uxar, he looks scary.
Yeah.
I don't get this from Onua, but when, Umarak, when he's got the Uxar thing going on, it looks like he's wearing pauldrons with purple, like parrot feathers. to me, the purple claws look like purple parrot feathers.
You're talking about Terrak.
Mm, yeah.
Which one's
Uxar is the creature jungle.
Oh, okay.
Terrak does have that look to him. You're right.
Yeah, they look like purple feathers to me.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
Oh,
I also can like pike ears
on
him
almost
too.
Tropical.
Visual contrast. He looks good with them.
No, when he's got the Terrak one on, it looks like he has like a green beard. On his face.
I kind of see that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to seeing what he's gonna look like. Ketar. Ketar Umarak is gonna be hilarious.
I think they only intended for you to be able to combine with these three because these three look the best.
Forget that. Make it a
I don't really like how his combo with Ikar, but that's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't mesh with him at all.
Visual contrast.
But it's kind of cool, but like, yeah, the contrast is too much. And even with who is it? Terrak.
Terrak.
There you go. I think the names for these characters are just they're not solidified in my brain yet. Terrak.
You gotta get there.
His colors don't really like work.
Well, I mean,
like
purple and green look more complementary than red and green.
They do. Funny I mean, like, it's, I'm just saying there's no purple
enough.
Anywhere else on his set, so.
Because usually red and green looks really, works fine, hence why Christmas colors, you know, so.
They don't work fine.
Speaking of which,
they're
hashtag
hideous.
December hype.
Red and green.
Wait a second.
It's hideous.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
You're hideous.
That mask control.
Umarak,
so the first thing I noticed about it is that, man,
there's
that interesting thing on that.
It's hilarious what happened.
Forehead? Yeah, it almost looks like the island of Mata Nui.
I think so.
Is
Maybe it might just be a diamond. I don't know, I think it's just a diamond.
Yeah, I think it was so funny because I loaded up the image, like that high res image of the Mask of Control, like a slant, and I was like, "Oh yeah, it's still here." And then I zoomed in, and it was gone. I could see the smudges.
You're just an idiot.
It was very sad, but can you see kind of what I meant now that we have such a high res?
I was able to see what you meant from the beginning. I just knew it wasn't actually a diamond; it was just a trick of the eye from the pixels.
Yeah,
because I know how pixels freaking work.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I don't. I never sprited. My bad.
you're an idiot. That's what you are.
So, I like how the Mask of Control has eyebrows.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, I like eyebrows. Mask. Really thick, bushy ones, too.
It's a fine mask.
The angry eyebrows, my favorite.
From before, but
and here's your angry eyes, just in case.
I've begrudgingly accepted that this is my lot in life with this mask, and I've grown to enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, I like that slanted angle more though, instead of front on.
Yeah,
I feel like I could use a few more runes.
Yeah. I kind of agree.
Yeah, kind of.
Specifically like on the tusks.
Oh no, definitely not that.
Definitely.
I don't think I would put them on the tusk.
No. I put them
on the sides behind the.
On the sides where the kind of the eye, you know, where the eyebrows are. There's like that band that goes round.
Yeah, put them
maybe
there.
On that.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember we had some. I think
less is more in this case.
We had some early arguments where we argued that this was not the Mask of Control.
I remember that.
And the thing that stood out to me is like how much it. Like differed from the animations, but looking at it in high res, I don't think it's that different from what we saw in the animations. Like there's differences, sure, but it's not that different.
You can possibly chalk them up to just the aesthetic styling, because the Mask of Creation was kind of different too. It was more like sharp and jagged.
I don't think they had the Mask Control completely like finished in design at that point.
Yeah,
when they had
definitely
the mask
not
of creation.
But yeah, I can totally see it. The only thing I wish had been kept, the mask, I can forgive it not being as sharp, I can forgive it not being as edgy, to borrow a phrase, but I wish it still had that dip at the top that made it into, like, the M shape, instead of just being round.
That's the defining trait
that I wish had been kept. But, for what it is, it's an okay mask.
The one I'm interested in is the Mask of Ultimate Power, because we really do not know what it looks like.
It's gonna look dumb. It's gonna look really stupid.
What if it's like a redone version of the Evohi?
It's not gonna be a redone version of the Evohi. Takanuva's dead.
The Evohi.
I'm not saying Takanuva's coming back. I'm saying that they're playing homage.
No, he didn't mention the Evohi. He said the Evohi.
Yeah, that is true.
I was trying to take his comment seriously. It's not coming back, guys.
I have a bad feeling the mope is going to look really stupid. Hope not.
The mope.
It's going to be like Wouldn't it be funny
if the mope didn't actually exist and it was like, you got to use your individual power to, and then
stupid
you
car.
Have the Mask of Ultimate Power inside you from the beginning.
Okay, stop talking.
Oh my god,
please.
Be quiet.
They would totally do it. You know they would.
You just have to believe.
That's hilarious.
Fire, ice, water, stone, air.
Suddenly the Mask of Power just appears in their faces.
Interesting theory time. So what if when the Mask of Ultimate Power got smashed by Ikimu, it was smashed into 6 different pieces, and since the impact was so hard, they all got launched into space, and they all came back individually as Toa. Wouldn't that be so crazy?
I was gonna think that
the Mask of Ultimate Power got split into the 6 Toa masks, but
the Mask of Ultimate Power might have also gone into the creatures, and that's why they have to be united.
It is the creatures.
Interesting stuff.
What if, like, the Mask of Ultimate Power is, like, kind of like the Mask of Life? It's, like, all the power of life and death, and that pretty much is what makes it so...
What if your mask didn't know it was a mask?
I
didn't realize it was a mask.
I didn't know it was a mask.
Alright, it's time we end this. This is like...
This is
our longest episode in ages, but it was fitting because our finalized discussion last year was just like this.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the TDD Podcast. Overall, 2016 sets, they're better in some aspects, they're worse in others. Time will tell how the wave really stacks up to 2015, but you know, TDD will be here covering the impending release of the sets in December. as well as giving you recent reviews whenever LJ, you know, feels
gets
like
around to them.
Gets a hold of them more
when
like
he's too busy.
Gets
around
to
them. You better hope he's not too busy getting sick or going
on
trips.
I was on the ball with the recent reviews.
You're funny.
When
you're,
they
you're,
started,
you're
I'm the one that's
funny
on
guy,
the show.
LJ.
When
really
they
on the
started,
ball.
I was right there.
So. Anyway, feel free to check us out on Vessel at vessel.com/TTV.
Speaking of getting on the ball about things, it took a while to get TTV Talks RSS feed updated, huh?
Oh, yeah, it did, but it is updated now. And TTV will follow suit by the time this episode
is
up.
Also, we have a new contest going on in the boards, and a new poll for the top 10.
It's not a poll, and it's not
it will be a poll. Yeah, I said contest by mistake.
Yeah, long and
it's
short
not really
of it,
a contest.
You guys get to pick a top 10 TTV channel moments of 2015, and we are going to compile the top choices into a list, which you will then vote on, and it will be compiled into an actual top 10 video that will be released before the beginning of next year. But
do
what
I get
you guys
to make
need
suggestions?
To do... Excuse me?
Do I get to make suggestions?
No.
Dang it. Are you a fan?
I'm a fan.
No, you're not.
Well,
I'm a fan of me.
What you need to do, you need to go on the TTV message boards, go to the topic, which is under the TTV podcast subform, and submit a moment along with the video containing said moment and a timestamp for it. And the most popular choices will be rounded up. The most popular choices will be rounded up into a poll where you guys can vote for the winners, and the top 10 will be made into a full-fledged video.
Yeah, no, seriously, though, the timestamp is really important. We can't, like, go through all 100 episodes
at
an hour.
We have too much content, basically.
And figure out exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
So, please, timestamp it. Very important. But go on the message boards, send us your top moment.
Yup.
For this year. It has to be a video made this year.
Yeah.
And it also has to be from a podcast-style thing we did. So
it has to be from any video on the channel.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be from the podcast style. What are you talking about?
I said this, we discussed this yesterday, and I said this in the topic. Any video goes.
Any video goes? So, like, okay, cool. I thought we weren't doing that. Awesome.
Nope. I don't know why we wouldn't.
I don't know why either. Someone
wouldn't. All right,
obviously,
okay.
You didn't pay attention
to that
discussion.
We
you
were
guys
all thinking each other was stupid.
We're all on the same page. All right. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the TTV Podcast. Check us out on Vessel at vessel.com/TTV channel. Buy a shirt to start at ttvpodcast.com and go to audibletrial.com/ttv to get an audiobook of your choosing. Maybe something other than Brick by Brick. I don't know. Maybe Brick by Brick if you haven't read it yet. I don't know.
Game of Thrones.
All the Harry Potter books were just added.
Awesome.
Oh,
read
oh nice.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
do
nice.
Those
I'll
instead
probably
of Game
do
of
that.
Thrones. Yeah, LJ, go read Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
No.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week for a more regular podcast. Hopefully, we'll be starting hearing some news of the set's impending release by then. Last year, they were out, like, mid-December. Hopefully, that follows suit. Till then, we will see you all next time for the next exciting episode of the TTV Podcast. I'm Messina.
I'm Bartaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Venom.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nova.
And see you guys next week. Farewell.
Goodbye.
Adios.